Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char.
Betty?
Yes.
I thought somebody else said something, too.
Yes, I think Elaine was on there as well.
Oh, good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Char.
I'm sitting in the car so I don't disturb anybody else. And I don't have my headset with me, so it sounds a little different than what I'm usual, than what's usual for me. Oh, what a weekend. We had a wonderful time in Spokane.
Oh, that's great.
We just a ton of people, and, you know, it was the Eagle Expo, and they did a marvelous job with it, and we just, you know, saw people that we hadn't seen for a long time, and then everything that's happened since then has been just, I don't know, just really been fun, so we're excited about spending, the next, 3 days with our couple from Liz and Andy Coker from Austin, Texas, and then Joanne is with us, but I let her sleep in this morning.
Oh, is that Danny Walking?
No, that's not Danny Walking. I hope not. We're in Sisters, Oregon right now. We made it that far from Spokane yesterday, and that was with two stops, one very short and the other one very, very long. But, oh, goodness. So what did you guys have happen this weekend?
Not much of anything, actually. I spent most of the weekend just working in the yard, which was exceedingly necessary.
and rewarding when you get through, too, huh?
Well, yeah, it's looking a little better, but I need to get out there some more. But, you know, with this temperature being a little lower, it certainly makes it a lot easier and enjoyable to be out there, so that's great.
It does make a huge difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
We're at 45 degrees right now here in Sisters, and the high is expected at 73, and that's just about 20 degrees off everywhere where we've been. So,
yeah.
I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's a little bit cool this morning. We're in the high country of the central Oregon. You guys, I'm sure, don't know where Sisters is. It's a very quaint little town. They engineered it to match everything. When they started working on the city and building and improving the buildings and building new buildings, everything matches. Everywhere you go, everything matches. Even on the outskirts of the little town. Yeah, it's really very nicely done. And, I have a very close friend from the 1960s that lives here. And I haven't seen her for a long time. And, Denny says, I said, oh my gosh, for Pete's sake, we're going to stay in Sisters, and that's where Sylvia
has arrived.
I've talked to her not too long ago, but, and I knew she was having some health challenges. She was having some serious problems with one of her eyes, and she's a psychologist, and so anyway, he says, well, why don't you give her a call and see if she can have dinner with us? And so I called her. Well, she'd gone through her fourth surgery, I think she said, in 2 months on her eye, and the last one was 2.5 hours long with stitches, so many they couldn't count. And
oh my.
Eyeball. And she has never undergone anything very serious ever in her life that I know of, and I'm sure I would have known about it. But anyway, her husband, ex-husband, was our attorney for quite some number of years. And so anyway, we chatted just very briefly, and I knew she was in no situation to go to dinner with us. So, you know, I didn't even ask her, but I just said, so what are you dealing with? And her biggest issue was she'd put on 8 pounds. Besides the discomfort, which has relieved her she has put on 8 pounds, and she's always been very athletic. and she has her own horse. She does all this kind of stuff. So anyway, between her eye and putting on the weight, she says, I'm just desperate to get this off. I just don't know what, and she can't bend over. She can't, she can't do any of those things because of her eye surgery, let alone exercise or do any great amount of movement. I mean, she can walk and those kinds of things. She went to churches. She said that was as strange as she's done. But anyway, somebody else joining us. I want a break for this. A couple of minutes ago while I was rattling here. But it is exciting, and it's like, don't ever forget. Sometimes we forget when a situation is close to us and we're doing it for a different reason. But when she mentioned that, I am now without my canister of KVB. We dropped it off at her house as we headed into town. And so I just told her, I was going to mail it to her without thinking. You go through the usual procedure. When I get home, I'll send you a canister. And you just go ahead and use it. This is on me. I mean, we're that close. But, this is not going to be a huge issue. And she's used so many products from me in the past and knows the value of them. But she never could quite see the connection. And all she could say is this. Oh, and she was so concerned because somebody had given her something in her mouth once that sent her basically into the doctor's office immediately. And she wanted to make sure it was safe and there was no side effects of any kind. I said, Sylvia, you know what? This product is so safe. Have you ever, ever seen a meal replacement in it? Never. It doesn't have any precautions, not even for an infant. And, or anything else that says check with your doctor. No warnings at all. Have you ever seen that? Oh, yeah, that would have been on Shackley product. No, I said it was not. Not on their meal replacement. I knew that product forward and backwards. There were always warnings. She says, oh, my gosh. And she said, well, why would you take it? And so I told her, just the usual things in conversation. And she goes, oh, is this helping me, Char? Of course, we've all heard this before. If this helps me. But she is an incredible networker because of her practice of being a psychologist. That's the only way she gets, her clients. So anyway, it was just a joy to be able to help her. Nothing else, just a joy. If it goes no further than that, I was grateful to be able to help her at this time. So, guys, does that bring to mind anything you'd like to share? Wow, we're quiet this morning. Well, I was going through some stuff last night, and I didn't do a tremendous amount of reading, but I just folded some pages back in my favorite magazine that I grabbed as I went out the door called Mary Jane's Farm, where I came up with that recipe that I converted over to sourdough bread that we have talked about a lot in the past. I won't go there. 5 Ways to Prevent Dementia, and this is by Dr. Laura Conover, the way it sounds, K-O-N-I-V-E-R-M-D. I'm not familiar with her at all. Anybody else familiar with her?
No.
Anyway, she's got a website, and you might want to jot it down. I can give it again at the end. Where did it go? I thought it was right in the back bottom of the curve here where her article ends. But I do not see it, so let me go to the top. Because it does refer you to her website here at some point. Well, I guess I'll just go through it in general. The first one is to increase your quality of sleep, and she gives a study on that, and I don't think we really need to talk about that one because we know the value of sleep. The second one's a little bit interesting because it's very controversial, and it's drink coffee. And just to do justice to the way it's written and not fumble around over it, I'm just going to read it. It's a short paragraph. Do you guys mind?
No, not at all.
A
Okay. A study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease showed that consuming 3 to 5 cups of coffee, which is a huge amount for me, nowadays, now it could have been a quart to 2 quarts much earlier in my life, a day prevented progression of dementia in 100% of the study participants. I guess the first thing I'm going to ask is who did the study, and I don't think she gives that. Yes, you read correctly, 100% prevention of dementia progression. This study followed 120
has arrived
65 years old and over, and found that those patients who had caffeine plasma levels of 1,200 milligrams or greater, not one progressed into dementia during the 4-year study period. Not a single one. Whereas for patients with lower caffeine plasma levels, half progressed to dementia in that same time period. Check with your physician to see if drinking several cups of coffee a day is a good fit for your body. This study suggests that if you love coffee, there is a good reason to enjoy it. I want to know, that's the very first question. I don't know the quickest way to find out. I might call Carol and see if she can tag it and find out, but I would just love to know the study, because the minute you hear anything associated with money, even from a university that may have been funded by the Coffee Association, you can throw it out. But it's just interesting. You can think about the habits of people, and you can think about what are some of the main contributing factors, and you can think about the progression of dementia. It wouldn't be impossible for that to be a factor, because coffee has been drank for how many years? I mean, could we even imagine how many years? I'm not saying I'd be thrilled to see this happen. I don't want to go back to drinking ever the amount of coffee I used to drink. But I did drink a ton of it. And of course now I drink one occasionally. When we're traveling, it's a little bit more because it's something hot or, social or whatever. And I can't say that I don't enjoy a latte. I rarely ever drink a cup. It would be more like a third of a cup. Wherever I am. So, it might amount to a cup a day when we're traveling. Maybe, I doubt very much. But it could, depending on the situation. So anyway, anybody have any comments on that one? Any thoughts? What comes to mind?
Well, I was wondering, what coffee brings to the whole situation in comparison to tea. Both of them can have caffeine in them.
Right. And the study wasn't done on tea, and that's why it's not registered here. And I would say the same thing. That's a really good thought, Betty, because I would much rather drink green tea from the benefits I've heard touted on that one. And I think, I think they can be very realistic. So I'm with you 100%. And, until I knew something, I would definitely utilize that. And I will utilize green tea because I like the flavor of it, and I do believe there are some positive properties. I'm not even sure that there aren't some in what the Asian population has used oolong tea for years and years. And I don't
right.
see that they have a high level of dementia. So any of the teas that would carry the same thing, I don't know why there would have to be a major difference. And that could be just the basis, the ground.
Months and months ago, Oz talked about a green coffee bean also. I don't know if that plays any part. Whatever is good for the heart is good for the brain as far as diet. And whatever you do for the heart, even activity, sleep, exercise, that is good for the brain also. So they work together.
You're right, Nancy. What kind of a bean did you say? A green bean?
A green coffee bean he talked about months ago as being
okay.
very healthy.
Yeah.
And you look at Africa, who consumes a tremendous amount of coffee, and I don't know how much it's just related to color, but, you know, I bought the raw green beans from Ethiopia, and I've never done anything about roasting them. I don't know what the taste is if you don't roast them, but, boy, you really bring that to mind. I'll certainly try them before I roast all of them. That was something I wanted to do.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking that he said that there was a green coffee bean that is good for weight loss, but I may be off totally. I don't know.
No, I think you're right, Nancy.
Okay.
I'm remembering this.
Yeah, it's in my mind. I never did anything about it. I, years ago, was having heart palpitations, and it was related to my thyroid medication, but at the time, because the internist I was going to told me no caffeine, because caffeine obviously is going to affect your heart. So I was never a coffee drinker anyway. It was no big deal for me. That wasn't a problem for me.
Well, I'm gonna play around with it, and just because I'm seeing some signs of it with people around me of dementia and forgetfulness. I mean, we can all attest to that to some degree, I'm sure. I'm not saying it's going to be with coffee. I'd much prefer it to be with the green tea or tea, because that's much easier for me to drink in a larger quantity than it is coffee. My taste buds have changed dramatically, and it's not just because of what I've heard or read against it and so forth and so on, and the fact that, you know, the healthiest people in the United States be outliving by 9 years of the Adventist group that doesn't consume any, well, I shouldn't say doesn't consume any, but has a much lower level of consumption of caffeine. It's just kind of one of their guidelines for health. Don't embrace it. You know, there's another factor on the opposite side, but look at all the other things they do also. That's a small portion, I would say, of how they eat, if they're eating the way they believe they should eat, you know, as far as a good diet. So I can't imagine that one segment could have a huge bearing on it to fluctuate it one way or the other. I think what they're doing with their food far outbalances, you know, any amount of caffeine that I would take it. So anyway.
There were some times where either Oz or even on the docs, I think I've heard, where they have said coffee is good for this, but they limit it to like 2, maybe 3 cups a day.
Right. And my doctor told me, he says, Char, you don't have to restrict yourself. One cup of coffee a day is not going to bother you at all. I mean, he said that to me very intently. And he says, don't worry about it. It's not gonna affect your bones negatively. It's not gonna this, it's not gonna that, you know. And he was just really firm about it. And he's a chiropractor first and a naturopath secondly. And he is definitely into health. So, for himself, his family, his daughter's an MD, you know, so they've gotten a lot of information from a lot of directions also. So, you know, I have to kind of balance out what I read, what I hear, as we all do. Number 3 is use olive oil. Olive oil has been shown to have amazing brain-saving properties, decreasing Alzheimer's risk, as well as risk of stroke. Olive oil has a lower flash point, so it breaks down healthy oxidation byproducts when cooked. It is better for raw consumption. Drizzle olive oil on your salad dressings, use on bread as a dip, or mix it into your pasta. Well, you know, obviously she hasn't read the research on the red kernel palm oil, that's for sure. Red palm kernel oil, whichever way you're supposed to say it, or coconut oil probably, because I would not put that in any way ahead of that. Does the Mediterranean diet for, you know, people in the Mediterranean work? What portion of it is just the olive oil? I think far too much olive oil is used and touted. And, you know, go back to the same thing. I'd rather have it in the form of the whole coconut than in just the oil. But we aren't going to consume that. But the coconut oil has definitely been proven. And I still haven't got the article out, and it won't happen until I get back. So at the rate we're going right now anyway, I do really, really appreciate the research that we've been given and the way our product is made with the red palm oil. So, comment?
My first thought was Ethel Simmons when you were saying that.
Yeah, not one drop of oil. And, you know, I don't think one product, one element, plays anywhere near the whole picture. So let's keep it in proportion. You know, I don't think we can ever hang it on just one thing. We got to look at the whole, and if anything, we've come to learn that, even in looking at our wellness home, don't hang it on one product. Don't hang it on one substance or one activity or one thing in life. It's everything compiled together. Because number four is, guess what? Eat coconut oil. So this fantastic oil literally has the ability to feed your brain, able to cross the blood-brain barrier. Coconut oil directly provides easily accessible food to the brain. Some physicians are anecdotally reporting that eating coconut oil has helped stabilize and even reverse Alzheimer's in their patients. Large studies have not been weighed in yet, but some reports say that giving patients who already have Alzheimer's a few tablespoons of coconut oil feeds their brains and temporarily boosts their comprehension. Consider coconut oil for your cooking and baking needs. Use it on your skin as a moisturizer. Swish a scoop around in your mouth for several minutes for enhanced mucus. Oh my gosh, I had to tell this is Joanne, absorption. Or simply eat it directly as a nutritional supplement here's on my website. I have delicious directions for making chocolate coconut oil supplements in your own kitchen in less than 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to go right on to number five because we already know, you know, a good portion of that. Supplement your diet with vitamin D. This is the last one. High levels of vitamin D have been shown to increase the incidence of everything from dementia to stroke. On top of this, vitamin D has actually been shown to clear amyloid from the brain. It's big news that a nutritional supplement has the power to clear and reverse one of the major components in age, even for those already affected by dementia, to your brain health. So this was all on the brain. Let me see where the website is. Let's see. Laura, the modern... Okay, a physician speaker offers consultations to patients. For more information on how nutrition and medicine complement each other, grab your free Earth Idea book or read hundreds of healing recipes, articles like this one. Here it is on the very last line. Visit intuitionphysician.com. INTUITION. And then physician, intuition, physician.com. So that's her website. It sounds like it would be worth visiting to me. I was anxious to, see it or hear it. And I just thought, well, this would be something good to share. Comments, guys, on any part of it?
No, that's great information. It does seem like when they're talking about using the olive oil and the coconut oil that you're getting into an awful lot of oils there. It kind of weighs heavy on that in the article. And I'd certainly rather lean toward the coconut oil situation in anything
yes.
you're dealing with, whether you're somebody who fries a lot of things or whatever, than to deal with the olive oil in the midst of it. So just my thought in it.
Thank you. That would be exactly mine also. I might drizzle once in a while a tiny bit into a recipe that calls for, you know, 3 tablespoons. I'm apt to put in, you know, maybe 2 teaspoons and then go from there. But I use very, very slight amount of olive oil. I mean, you know, a bottle that I would have used up in a much shorter time a while back is going to be much longer. So that's my take, too. I'm doing it only for flavoring. I do not need to saute in it. I don't really need to saute in any oil 98% of the time. And if I'm using, you know, and sesame seed oil, a tiny bit at the last moment for flavoring is all I just don't think the amount of oils either. Now, coconut oil or red palm oil, that could be the exception. And I know that Roger Drummer has really touted coconut oil. I know that Dave Balzer is really very strongly affirmed the red kernel oil because the research has obviously gone into our product. So can't deny any of that. I've seen the red palm oil work on a couple that are very close to us back in Illinois, Cy and LaVon Wagenbach, and I remember when she gave me some years and years ago that, I think I said this to them, but not sure I said it on the call. Anyway, years and years ago that looked so strange to me, I didn't use it, so what did I do the other day? I ordered some from Vitacost. It was the only place that didn't seem to be out of it at a much lower price. So anyway, guys, you know, there's... need to work every day in the balance of putting in what we're doing with every category and keeping that balance in the right proportion. Our need is for more greens and more real food and not the processed food and, you know, clean water and good sleep and exercise, all of those things. That's what's going to pull it all together. I believe truly from my heart. We're right, I think, what is the time? 28, 29 minutes coming up here, and I really want to catch a really good walk this morning. The air is brisk, the sun is out beautiful, and we've got a 1 mile journey, and we're going to walk it instead of drive it. Joanne and I, and let everybody else lay in bed and rest because that's what they chose to do. So I'm going to wish you a last-minute comment. You're certainly welcome. I'm going to wish you just a wonderful day and make it a healthier one and just, you know, think about all the stuff that we can do to be healthier. And you know, the one thing that came across at the expo was it's unconscionable, to not share this information with other people. You don't know what's going to be accepted, but you can always, the subject, without much effort, is going to be brought to the surface. And again, even though you may have been told 1,000 times, again, just drop some tidbits. Don't know where they're going to fall and how they're going to be accepted. If not now, maybe a month from now, maybe years from now, the thought comes back. My friend shared something with me that she remembered from years and years and years ago. It wasn't on what goes in my mouth. It was how I live my life. And somebody was irritating me and being rude and distasteful in public, and I called him on it. And she, you know, at the time we thought it was funny. It was funny. I mean, I just couldn't hold my peace. They were so loud, so obnoxious, and so vile that I turned around and made a statement to them, and she never forgot it. So So we don't know what else will be in that same category of not forgetting when we utter something that may seem strong to us at the time, but maybe it's the stretch that they remember that we had to take action on it. So I really think we can be bolder than we are. And, you know, maybe it comes with age for me. I don't know. Maybe it comes with, well, it definitely comes with passion, that I will say. So make it a great day, guys. And you'll have the benefits of it. I pray. Thank you.
Char?
Thanks, Char.
Char, can I ask people to kind of keep Kara in their prayers today, because she is in the hospital. They are inducing the baby. And I'll know tomorrow what all has happened and how things went. So for today, if you can keep her in your thoughts, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, inducing baby. Okay, thank you. And if I don't make it on the call, would you just email me and let me know how she's doing, just in a sentence even?
Absolutely, I will do that.
I would appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye,
thanks
guys.
All of you.
Thank you. And good call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.